Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're all very well. It's another beautiful day here in Sydney. Friday morning, the morning before the weekend. Happy, happy, happy. And what am I looking at today? Well, we're looking across the top 10 in the podcast and a couple more things to go forward with as well. And Bitcoin has consolidated once again throughout the session. Not a great deal of movement. We did break the low of the previous day, but we have seen very little movement. As a matter of fact, it's the moment that I speak to you right now, we are down less than 1%, which is quite amazing. Will we consolidate and move to the upside? I hope so, but we are just consolidating, so there's nothing really more to it than that. We have to wait and see what plays out here. Now, the question is, you know, realistically, we are in that daily downtrend. There's one of two things that will happen. It is as simple as this. We will see a higher low, and therefore start to push up, and until we see a higher high, we'll still be bearish, or we will see it move lower. Now, whether it creates a higher low through a consolidation and then moves higher and it takes us a week or two, I don't know, or the same can be said about the downside. I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to happen instantly. We could consolidate for quite some time. But right now, we are more bearish than bullish. There's nothing tradable there on Bitcoin for me. Same with Ethereum, totally sideways there, nothing of interest. Ripple is exactly the same. Bitcoin Cash, the same. Litecoin, the same. EOS has actually been moving. Now, I'm going to bring you to a point that I want to make about this in just a minute. Cardano also sideways following Bitcoin, as is Lumen, as is NEO, as is IOTA, and so on and so forth moving forward. So what do we do when the markets are like this? Well, here's a little trick for you. All right, so I do my scans usually across with the dollars, a dollar pairing. And the reason I do this is quite simply because the dollar is a much more stable currency than any of the other currencies or tokens that I've spoken about. Obviously, you can trade against Bitcoin, you can trade against Ethereum, and you can trade against dollar tether, which is pretty much a representation of dollar, right? So I scan against the US dollar because it is a much more stable entity. Now, what this does, it gives me a better understanding for the actual token, whether it's increasing or decreasing, because when Bitcoin goes up, most alts, if they don't keep up, will obviously fall against Bitcoin. And if you're only looking at the Bitcoin chart, you might think that that company's not doing well, when in actual fact, it is. It's just that Bitcoin's outpacing it. Now, this opens up opportunities if you know where to look and how to look and what you're looking for. Now, I covered this in the Daily 100 scan yesterday, and I sort of brought it across into the members area to give them an understanding to my subscriber base to. And it's in a visual representation. So obviously in a podcast, it's much harder to give you the proper breakdown because, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm not actually able to visually show it to you. If you're on my Facebook, on my Twitter and all that sort of stuff, and on the website, then yes, you can get access to the visual side of it. And as a matter of fact, if you're not on those areas, you really should be. That's if you want to be learning to trade. So basically, yeah, look, when we see, you know, when I do my scan top 100 EOS US dollar, for example, now, it's been going relatively sideways whilst Bitcoin's been falling hard. Now, against the dollar, it's an ugly looking chart. But if I then cross it with Bitcoin, if I go EOS BTC, then because it's been retaining its value, i.e. it's not been going up, it's not been going down, it's just been going sideways against the dollar. So pinned to the dollar, it's been relatively sanguine, it's not done a great deal. But Bitcoin's fallen, you see. So therefore, EOS against Bitcoin has moved a great deal to the upside. And it's actually in a great uptrend. And it provided an opportunity for a crypto cradle yesterday that I did put the alert out to the members. They have got access to that. They know what's up there. So if one was to trade it, the trade would be filled if that's what they decided by going through their watch list. But the point I'm trying to make, it's not so much about the individual trade, not at all. That's the outcome of knowing what you're looking for. The lesson here is really understanding what we're scanning and how we're scanning it. When I do my daily scan, I do my daily scan 9 times out of 10, probably 9.5 times out of 10, against the US dollar. Now, that doesn't mean I don't scan against Ethereum. It doesn't mean that I don't scan against Bitcoin. Not at all. It just means that it gives me the best understanding and pegging to what the dollar, so to what that token is doing, i.e. is that token actually increasing in value against the dollar or not? And with EOS, I've been watching it and mentioning it for the last week or two. whereby it's held against the dollar quite firmly. Now, because of that, I went and looked against Bitcoin and Ethereum. Against Ethereum, it's just gone to the moon. It's just taken off. It's moved astronomically higher. And therefore, there has not been any opportunities for me over that period of time. Now, there hadn't been any opportunities on EOS either against Bitcoin. Okay, so not Ethereum, against Bitcoin. So until yesterday, the idea is I could see, I understood, okay, across, the way it works is if we're looking at the front currency, which is what we'll call the base, right? The base currency, actually the base currency should be the Bitcoin. So EOS, BTC, if EOS goes up, then we're increasing our Bitcoin value. So therefore, EOS is gaining against that of Bitcoin. Just the same as if it was against the dollar, if EOS chart was going up, then EOS would be gaining against the US dollar. That means that if EOS was to go sideways whilst the dollar fell, then EOS would still increase against that of the dollar. Same logic goes for if EOS stays sideways while Bitcoin or Ethereum falls, then the EOS BTC or EOS ETH pairing will increase in value. So again, that might be a little bit to take in, so you might have to listen to this a couple of times, but understanding the way that these markets move, the dynamic behind it, can help you to quickly find opportunities. For example, when I saw that EOS had been going sideways while Bitcoin fell, instantly I jump across and I check the EOS BTC, EOS ETH pairings to see if there is any opportunity there. And that's a really, really crucial part. This is, for me, this is pretty basic stuff, but I sometimes take for granted that I've been doing this for, you know, well over a decade now, and people, I got to come back to basics sometimes, and that's not an insult at all. It's just, you know, I'm here to help educate you to be the best trader you can be. Now, if I don't share some of these little stepping stone lessons, then how on earth are we going to get there? Because, you know, if you try and, you know, cross the bridge without crossing the first part, if there's a gap on a bridge and that gap is at the very beginning, it doesn't matter how smooth the rest of the bridge is, because you can't actually get to the rest of the bridge because you're stuck before the gap. Hopefully able to fill in some of these gaps throughout this podcast, throughout the online stuff that I do. So if you're not subscribed to the website, jump onto tradercobb.com. A little pop-up will come up down the bottom right of your screen on that website. Put in your details. We don't spam. We put out 2 videos per week giving you amazing content and special offers and whatnot. So if you're not on tradercobb.com as a bi-weekly free video subscriber, then I think you really should be. So guys, that's the little one for today. Again, all I ask is that you put a review, give me a star rating, and share it with your friends and family across your socials if this is what you like. Have a great day. Speak to you again very, very soon. Oh, and have a great weekend. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.